Welcome to Mishnayos Yemi with the Minneapolis Community Kehillah, Masechtas Brachos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The first two Mishnayos discuss the timing, when to recite Kriya Shema in the evening and the morning. Mishnah Aleph, May Masaykar in Kriya Shema Ba'arvis, from when is the mitzvah to say Kriya Shema in the evening? Mishasha Kahanim Nechnasan Lechel B'Trumasam, from the time when the Kahanim can enter to eat from the Truma. The Kahanim that would go to the mikveh to become tahor, to be able to eat from the truma, they would wait until the evening in order to be able to eat from the truma. And at that time, which is Tzeisah Kechavim, when the stars come out, three stars appear in the sky, at that time the Kahanim would be able to eat from the truma. And that's the time when one can begin saying Kriya Shema, Ad Seif HaShmur Rishayna, until the end of the first watch. In the nighttime, the night was divided into three watches, and so it's the first third of the night. Until that time, from Tzeisah Kechavim until the end of the first third of the night, that would be the time to say Kriya Shema. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, this is the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. V'chachamim aimrim, the Chachamim say, Ad Chatzais, one can go until midnight for the mitzvah to say Shema. He has until midnight. Rabbi Gamliel Eimer, Rabbi Gamliel says, Ad Shi'al Amud HaShachar, until dawn, until the light, the rays of light start rising in the morning, which is dawn. Maisa, Maisa happened, Shebo Banav, the sons of Rabbi Gamliel came back, Mibes HaMishta, from a celebration, from a chasana, Amrulai Lekirinu HaShema, they told their father Rabbi Gamliel that we didn't yet say Kriya Shema. And it was already late, way after the late into the night. Amr Lahem, Imlay Allah Amud HaShachar, Chiyavim Atam Likreis. If it has not yet become Amud HaShachar, it's not yet dawn, then you're Chiyavim, you're obligated to say over Shema. The Mefarshim explain that although Rabbi Gamliel's Shita is until Amud HaShachar, until dawn, but the Halacha is like the Chachamim, that the majority is like the Chachamim, and they say until Chatzais, and the questions that Rabbi Gamliel's sons were asking was, is the Zman of the Chachamim of Chatzais, is that the final time and no later, or is that only Midrabanan until that time, but we're obligated even further until dawn Midaraisa? And he responded to them that the Zman continues, the time continues, Midaraisa, even according to the Chachamim, until Halei Seshachar, until dawn. The Mishnah continues, V'lei Zu Bavad, and not only in this case regarding saying over Shema, Ela Kol Masha Amru Chachamim Ad Chatzais, any time the Chachamim say that the time limit is until Chatzais, until midnight, Mitzvah San Ad She'al Amud HaShachar, the Mitzvah Daraisa can be until the Amud HaShachar, until dawn. And the Chachamim just gave a time earlier, Midarabanan, that you must do it earlier, Midarabanan, until midnight. Hekter Chalavim Ve'Evarim, the Mishnah continues, Hekter Chalavim Ve'Evarim, the burning of the fats and the limbs on the Mizbeach, in the base of Migdash, Mitzvah Sanat She'al Amud HaShachar, the time to do this mitzvah extends until dawn the next morning. V'chol HaNachalim L'Yayim Echad, and all karbanis that were eaten for one day period in the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah son, the mitzvah, the time that the mitzvah extends to, is Ad She'al Amud HaShachar, until dawn on the next day. Im kein lama amru chachamim ad chatzais, if the Zman always extends until dawn of the next day, why did the Chachamim say that the Zman goes until chatzais, until midnight? Kedei l'harchek asadam an avera, to keep a person distance from an avera, from missing the time. So the Chachamim said an earlier time that there's a Chiyuv Midrabanan to finish earlier by Chatzais in order to prevent people from missing the later time, the Zman Daraisa, which is Amud HaShachar, dawn. Mishnah Beis, Me'emes Aikarin Hashma B'Shachris. When is the time that one can begin saying Shema in the morning? Mishiyaker Bein Tchilas L'Lavan. When a person is able to tell the difference between the tzchelas, the blue wool strand in his tzitzis, and the lavan, the white strands in his tzitzis, when he can tell the difference in the colors between the blue and the white, at that time he can say Kriya Shema in the morning. Rebbe Eliezer says, Ben tzchelas l'karti, when he can tell the difference between a blue wool and karti is leek, is the green color of leek, the difference between a blue a blue wool and a green wool, which is much more difficult and requires more light. It's later in the morning. The Gaimra, and one has to complete saying Kriya Shema Ad Netzachama, he has until Netzachama, until sunrise. Rabbi Yeshua says Ad Shalosh Shais. He has an extension of time beyond Netzachama. He can say Shema until Shalosh Shais, until 3 hours into the day. Shekein Derech B'nei Malachim Lamed B'Shalosh Shalos. Because it's the Derech, it's normal for Malachim, kings that are not in such a rush, they get up up until 3 hours into the day, and so the time of rising, when we say Shema in the morning, according to Rabbi Yeshua, extends until the 3rd hour into the day. Hakayra Mikan Ve'elech, Rabbi Yeshua continues, and he says, if someone says over Shema after that time, after 3 hours into the day, Lehifsid, he does not lose out the opportunity to say the Brachas, Brichas, Kriya Shema, that we say along with Shema, even past the 3rd hour into the day, he can say them, and that extends until up until the 4th hour into the day, and even beyond that, he still gets the mitzvah ka'adam akara b'tera. Even beyond the 4th hour, later into the day, he still is like a person reading from the Torah, that it's a mitzvah all day long to say Shema, because it's a portion in the Torah, and you will get the schar, the merit for saying over Shema, as if he's reading from the Torah.